thank you. We give you thanksgiving, adoration, praise, and gratitude today. Lord, we are so thankful that for all that you do, for the way you show up, and the way you have called us your own, and you do give us a reason to have laughter and joy, and to stand in the beauty of the moment right there with you. And so in this moment, this morning, we come to you thanking you, adoring you, offering up gratitude, and by all means, giving you praise for your namesake and your glory. Amen. We're going right in this morning and continuing with our faith series. Repeat it after me. Where is your faith? And I'm going to play with all three of the scriptures today, so let's have fun while we can. Amen. So our scripture comes from, the first is from Luke chapter 8, verse 25. And if you want to turn with me, you can. Or just read along with me. Luke chapter 8, verse 25. And I'm reading New King James version. And he said to them, Jesus, where is your faith? And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, who can this be? For he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him. This is Jesus asking his disciples, where is your faith? And the disciples are responding with, who can this be? Mark 14, 51 through 52 says, Mark 14, 51, 52 says, now a certain man followed him, talking about Jesus, having a linen cloth thrown around his naked body. And the young man laid hold of him, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. That's Mark 14, 51, 52. And we're going to do the final one, Matthew 9, 13. And I'm reading the message version this morning, Matthew 9, 13. Jesus, overhearing, shot back, who needs a doctor, the healthy or the sick? Go and figure out what this scripture means. I am after mercy. Somebody say mercy.
Mercy.
I am after mercy, not religion. I'm here to invite outsiders, not coddle the insiders. This is the word of the Lord. And y'all, Brother Alpheus, I tell you, doesn't come up with the best topics. Man, say it again. Where is your faith? And we have to ask one of the most important questions that Jesus has ever asked. Where is your faith? For us, faith has to be more than believing that God exists. And it has to be trusting in him when life is uncertain. We have to follow him when it's uncomfortable. And we have to extend the mercy that Christ has shown us. I'm going to say to ourselves and to others. Say it after me.
We have to show the mercy
that Christ has shown us to others, especially ourselves. Mm-hmm. And during this time, we will explore powerful moments from Scripture that challenge, strengthen, and help our faith to grow. So my topic for today is FOMO. How many of y'all are familiar with that phrase, FOMO? We'll talk about it a little bit later. But for all intents and purposes today, FOMO is faith over my obstacles. Repeat after me, faith over my obstacles. And then, of what are we afraid? Look at me and say, what are you afraid of?
What are we afraid of?
Brother says, where is your faith? And y'all know how much I love the English language. And where is one of those words that have multiple meanings? I mean, all that kinds of things. In what place or position? Where are you? Like, where do you stand? Who's on the Lord's side? How many people have been looking for their glasses and then they're on your face? Mm-hmm. But y'all know what my favorite thing to do is? Look for my phone and I'm talking on it. Y'all, surely I'm not the only one, Jesus. Where is my phone? Okay. And in what direction or respect or situation are we going to? Where are we going? Somebody say, where are we going?
Where
is this leading? And my favorite one for these few past weeks, what is the source? Say my favorite new phrase. Who told you that? Who said that? Where did you hear that? So I'm going to break each one down and just kind of go through it quickly this morning. I don't want nobody catching no cramps. So we're going to make this work. Y'all know how I love finding scripture, telling us where different scriptures are. And I'm going to focus on just one. Where do we find our faith? And if you would like to go back and check out the scriptures that I have used, you can go to houseofjudahministries.org and click on the audio playback, and you will have the visuals, the slides, and you can refer more in depth to the scriptures. But I'm going to flow through just one. And it's a new one that is impacting my life. But where do we find our faith? And there are over 80 scriptures in the Bible, New King James, that has to do with faith. Over 80 verses. And my new favorite one is from 1 John 5:4. Listen to this, y'all. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Does that make y'all want to just, does that make you feel good? Whatever is born of God, we can even say whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And guess what, y'all? This is the victory that has overcome the world. Guess what that is? Repeat after me. Our faith. For faith brings victory over challenge. Isn't that nice to know, y'all? So, where did that come from? We're going to talk about with it. Where did your faith come? Where does our faith come from? Who told you that? Who said that? And where did you hear it? Now, I know I'm not a rabbit to TikTok or Instagram or some of the other Twitter, but I will listen to YouTube. I will bust a move on a YouTube short or audiobook or something. So where did you hear that from? What is your source? And whatever you're experiencing, is it someone else's faith or fear? We're going to go to the scripture from Luke 8 where Jesus says, where is your faith? And he says to them, where is your faith? And they were afraid. And marveled is a biblical word for tapping out. They were afraid. They were tapping out. And they were completely losing it, saying, who can this be? Well, he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him. This is where the disciples were in the middle of a hurricane typhoon. In the middle of the sea, and Jesus was asleep. Now, this is the case where Jesus was asleep. This is not the one where he came walking across the water and they thought it was a ghost. And Peter said, Lord, if that's you, be it become. Nah, this is a different one. Isn't that bad? Jesus is smooth cruising up, out, chilling, down in the bow of the boat, sleep. And the disciples are totally having a fit. And they are asking him, carest thou not that we perish? Jesus, this is a storm. You just going to sleep through it? I be feeling like that sometimes when these storms come through. Y'all ever felt like we've had some bad storms? Carest not that we perish? Jesus got up and he was not happy. Repeat after me, saying he was not happy.
He was not happy.
He was not happy. And this is where he said, where is your faith? Ask somebody, what you scared of? What are you scared of? Jesus asked them that. So what are we scared of? Well, the disciples had a good enough reason to be afraid. And I just want to give this to you. Just as a quick thought, too. Are we afraid because somebody else is afraid? Or is this a legitimate reason for us to have a moment of fear? So sometimes it's justified. But in a case when you're in a storm and you've been in a storm, it's something strange. Repeat after me. Wherever Jesus is,
wherever Jesus is,
I want to be. Y'all, Jesus was asleep. Y'all know how I feel about sleep. Just repeat that. You might need to go to sleep. You might need to go to sleep. Because you don't want Jesus to ask you where is your faith if you're tapping out, right?
Yeah.
So if Jesus can sleep, repeat after me. If Jesus can sleep,
Jesus can sleep,
so can I. So where is it? Where is our faith going and why? And this brings us to the next scripture of Mark 14:15. I'm an never read this one before. Like, well, I probably read it, but I don't remember. And I was like, whoa. So I found this cool picture of this dude obviously running, catching on fire. He is blazing a trail. And it says, now a certain young man followed him, having a linen cloth thrown around his naked body. And the young man laid hold of him. The young men were the disciples or the Roman people. This story is taking place when Jesus is being in the Garden of Gethsemane, when they're coming to get Jesus to hang him. Okay? So this is a turbulent moment, and it is a lot of chaos, and they're coming for Jesus. Somebody say, they're coming for Jesus. They were coming for Jesus. In some kind of way, this young man was out there. Somebody said, half naked. Y'all ever been caught half naked? Not in public, thank you, Jesus. So this young man was caught half naked. So where was he going and why? Well, he knew where he didn't want to go. So I think I would have took off running too. Because that was a tough moment there. That was a very violent moment. And so that scripture triggered another thought about the story in Genesis. Y'all remember some other people that was in the Bible and caught naked? Somebody said naked. I'm going to spell it for N-E-K-K-I-D. Somebody say naked. Caught naked. In Genesis 3:1-13, this is where Adam and Eve were found. They had gotten a bit confused whenever they had a conversation with the great trickster, and they ended up in a bad situation. Somebody say a bad situation. Have y'all ever been in a bad situation? Busted. And now you are naked and afraid. But the beauty of this story is we see the need for God's redemption. And we also see God's love in action. Have you ever seen God's love in action? So remember, I asked you a question right before I went into this one. Where is your faith? Where is our faith? Where is it going and why? So I thought about Genesis, and then, you know, I thought about the TV show. I haven't ever watched it. But y'all ever watch that TV show, Naked and Afraid? Yep. Why? Just say it back to me like, yo, why? Why are you going to be naked out in some place where can't nobody help you but God? And all you got is a stick and a prayer to make it back. There like that. Somebody say money will make you do some strange things. Say it back to me. Why are you doing that, Gene? Goodness. That's all I got to say about naked and ashamed. Because, you know, I'm like, not me. And I'm just going to confess to y'all because confession is good for the soul. I have three things that I'm afraid of. Serpents, spiders, and things that sting. I know I'm supposed to have dominion over them, but you know, I haven't quite accomplished that yet. I don't like things that slither. But where's your faith, Pastor Katie, in my ability to take off running? My eye is behind me. Where is it? And then we're going to ask, where is our mercy towards the lost? This is the question about where Jesus says, and he fusses back at the people. He's not happy again. Jesus overhearing, shot back, says the Message version. Clap back. Who needs a doctor? The healthy or the sick. And Jesus said, now you go and feed that. What that mean? Who needs a doctor? The healthy or the sick. And he says, I'm after mercy, not religion. Will somebody please say, not religion?
Not religion.
I'm here to invite outsiders, not coddle insiders. Somebody say, Jesus was not happy. Because, see, the people were coming after Jesus because Jesus wasn't hanging with the right-looking people. Do y'all realize that all of Jesus is a lot? Most of the people that Jesus called and were in community with were like thugs, rebels, cutthroat killers, tax collectors, publicans, questionable women. What was that thing that Simon the Zealots? Zealots were like, Come on, they were like killers. They did not play. So Jesus was not around the right people according to the church folk. Oh, do this, y'all. The church folk. Well, church folk, get after us now. That's, y'all, you know what? That's why I put that great big old stick on the back of my truck. Those without sin, cast the first. That's right, cast the first stone. So we're going to go with FOMO real quick and wrap this up. What is FOMO? FOMO is normally fear of missing out. Fear of missing out. That means somebody's doing something that you think is better than what you're doing, and now you're confused, you're angry, you're depressed, and well, you just have to post something, whatever the case may be. But the key is fear of missing out and the anxiety and the sadness that it brings. But FOMO for us. Say FOMO for us.
FOMO for us.
FOMO for us means faith over my obstacles. Have y'all ran into any obstacles? Faith over my obstacles. And why are we afraid? Because Psalm 27 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom? Or in other words, what shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Of what shall I be afraid? And this calls for us to remember that we have, when we have trust in God, we remember his protection. We remember his guidance. And we know that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And then, just in case somebody's trying to come after us, and you know, sometimes people do try us. I like that new phrase they say, try Jesus, don't try me. Repeat after me, try Jesus, don't try me. Can't be saying sometimes. But anyway, it says, do not fret yourself because of evildoers. Do not be envious of the workers of iniquity. Ooh, we, I have to remind myself that. I'm like, can you get them now, Jesus? Because, you know, people mess with you. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. That's why, repeat after me, say, this is what we're going to do.
This is what we're going to do.
We're going to trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord.
Do good.
Do good.
Dwell in the land. And listen to this. Feed on his faithfulness. Somebody say, what you eat? When we eat of the faithfulness of God, we are full. And then we can delight ourselves in the Lord. We don't have to worry about Facebook FOMO. But we can stand firm and say, I have faith over my obstacles. Does anybody feel like that? Well, if you feel like you have faith over your obstacles, stand up with your faith. And fan out one for the Father. Fan out one for the Son. And fan out one for the Holy Spirit. Y'all know why? Because we have to know where our faith is. And as I close this morning, remind us. I want to remind us. My faith, repeat after me. My faith
does not rest upon
what I am.
How I feel.
Who I know.
But in who?
Jesus is. What he has done.
What he is doing.
Somebody say now.
Now.
Somebody say now.
Now.
What he is doing now. Loving and gracious Father, we come to you this morning thanking you for your truth. Thanking you for reminding us where our faith is. Lord God, whenever we get confused and we feel like some people don't belong, help us to remember that.